Sunday Brunch with Triple M Breakfast's Marto and Margot.
How was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
Yes, bloody tops. I was drunk three times.
Me too.
Oh,
look at us.
Beautiful. Oh, that's us. What? Oh, you had Corey's 40th.
Yeah, we had Corey's 40th. It's actually not until Thursday, so hold your happy birthday, Corey's, until Thursday. However, we did celebrate. We thought long weekend. Let's take advantage of it and make it long.
I remember long last I saw you was Friday when you were working out how to farm four kids out for two nights.
It's a logistical nightmare for kids, especially when all four of them play sport, three on Saturday mornings and then another one on Sunday. And I was like, I will not be home by lunchtime on Sunday. I'm planning to really, really
get stuck into it
on Sunday. I'm going to need a big long sleep in, bit of brekkie, maybe some lunch as well before I head home. But no, we had a great weekend, Marto. Celebrated Corey's 40th. We had seven couples stay with us over the whole weekend, Friday to Sunday.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was a bit of a party of sorts. And then we had an extra 40 people join us on the Saturday for celebratory drinks. We smashed the bar. It was a great weekend.
Corey fell asleep. You drank responsibly, you mean?
Of course. Yeah. Corey fell asleep both nights. I carried him home both nights. He had a 40th to celebrate.
Everyone eventually falls asleep, but you're saying he fell asleep while you were still out.
At the venue, yes.
Did he fall asleep responsibly?
Yes, of course. Good. Well, that's why he was being responsible. He went to sleep. He realised there was no more drinks to be had for him.
When security said, "What's wrong with that bloke over there? He seems to be asleep." Did you just say, "He's 40? They go, "Oh, of course, he shouldn't be out this late."
I have to take my hat off to his mates. They are the best mates for any man, particularly one Corey Parker, to have. They protect him. They go into protection mode. They're really good, and they huddle around him and drink around him so no one can see that he's actually there. So he's still included and a part of the party.
Hold on. He's asleep. There's no need to include him. Send him home.
It's so security.
They'd have to go home.
Well, luckily we were staying at the venue, the hotel upstairs, so I casually walked him up holding him.
Can I ask, any dancing at this 40th?
There was not much dance floor action, Marto. The smokers area was right near the DJ on the rooftop bar.
Yeah.
So not many people were sort of gathering around there unless they were smoking. There was not much dancing to be had. And then we ended up at this, it's called the Roosevelt Lounge. It's like a VIP, smokers, whiskey bar kind of thing.
Like a speakeasy.
And they had like a saxophonist. So it wasn't really kind of dancing music. But so they're not much dancing.
Can I tell you, I went to a 60th. My sister-in-law, one of Kath's sisters, turned 60. We went to that. Full of joy.
In Brisbane?
Four sons. Like, you know how you got four kids. Mm. She's got four sons. And all of them are musical. So the band, there were bands going the whole night.
Incredible.
And good music, of course, to suit 60-year-olds.
Marto, I've seen some of your dancing. Did you bust out some moves on the dance floor?
Now, I don't want to talk about myself.
Peter Garrett, like Midnight Oil, you're familiar?
It's like he's possessed.
But I made, because I've been weddings and 21st, and there's lots of lively action on the dance floor. What I did notice about a 16, there were a lot of 60-year-olds there. They don't move their legs anymore. They're upper body dancing. There's just this stuff. And it's so sad.
Feet stuck to the dance floor. Feet
are stuck.
Sticky.
It's a reverse Elvis, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Below the hips.
There was your legs aren't moving, but then they just swivel their hips and then there's a thread of a hip popping out.
I love the Mother's Day stall, which is on at school today. And if you've got a Mother's Day stall at school, don't forget to give your kids money this week, dads, because they go and get all the mugs. I love you, world's number one mum. I'm not sure if I'll be getting anything from my eldest daughter, Memphis. She's 12. It seems I may or may not have embarrassed her on a few occasions recently. This one was at the cross country carnival, Marto. Tell me what you think about this.
Go, girls. Good job. Keep running. Don't be lazy.
I'm not lazy. I don't want to run.
Just ran it. Hold on, were you having a conversation while she ran?
You better hurry up. I drove all the way down the highway to be here.
That will do, mate.
That's right.
That will do,
and
me.
She ran through a crowd.
You made it about you. Somehow it became about you. Margo's come all this way to talk to you.
I drove all the way up the highway to do this radio show. Don't disappoint me.
We can reward some embarrassing mums here too, Margo.
Reward you.
Scott from the Grange.
My wife's pretty crafty and she doesn't want to talk. She's in right now, but we've got high school kids and one's at second year university. She's trying to hang on to their child or puts notes in there but cuts the sandwiches into shapes like love her.
I love her, Scott.
Quite funny.
Would she have ever yelled at any of the kids while they're doing cross country, run faster, I had to come, I had to
drive
all the way here? Would she do that? No.
Okay. Scott, what's her name? Give her a shout out.
Anita, she's next to me. Yeah.
Anita, you're happy a great Mother's Day for Sunday. You're an incredible mother.
Yeah, isn't
Anita.
She? Would Nikki say if the children don't win races, I don't even know whether you're my children. You may be adopted. Well, do you do that, Nikki?
I do.
Do you make them walk home if they don't get first too, Nikki, like me?
Not really, but I must agree with you that kids are lazy of today.
They are, aren't they? They're so entitled. I mean, we do all of this running around for them, and the least that they can do is be grateful and appreciative.
But we're looking for embarrassing mums. Is it you?
No, it's my mum.
Oh, what did she do, Nikki?
She egged me.
So
what happened was...
Like literally with eggs.
Literally, like, you know, kind of, chicken eggs, you know, here we go. Late 80s, early 90s, it used to be a thing at school in the UK, whereas if it was your birthday, you'd get egged by your mate.
Yeah.
So what you did was you always ran and you hid somewhere so no one could get you. No other mother ever turned up for this except mine.
Wow.
And she thought it was so funny to egg me in front of all my friends and everybody else walking down from the school, you know, earth open up, swallow me now, please.
Oh, my God. There's a reason you emigrated to Australia.
You're a witness protection.
Right. To get away from
her mother.
That's exactly right.
How about a blow dry for you, Jessica James, the barracks, want to hook you up there.
Oh, clean all the egg.
They're great down there,
protein out of her hair.
The yolk out of your hair, mate.
Thank you.
Congrats and happy Mother's Day for Sunday. All to all the mums out there.
And you too, Marg, you too.
To the first-time mums, to the new mums, to the mums who are trying, to the mums who can't have babies, all of the ladies out there.
To the mums that yell too much at their children.
Yeah.
Run fast.
Whose kids don't run fast enough. We feel you too. How about you relax and make yourself feel good with free parking at the barracks? JessicaJames.com.au.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, listen, I was driving up the Gateway Bridge the other day and I saw these skids and I go, there was some circle work. So there was a donut in rubber on the Gateway going up, heading towards the south, going up the hill. And then there were some fishtails and I went, God, some people are amazing. Who would do that? Because there's cameras everywhere and you're going, hold on, it's a toll bridge, they're under surveillance, etc. There's some gutsy people.
And they're going uphill, are you saying, on the upslope of the bridge?
Upslope, yep. Didn't notice them so much on the downslope. Maybe I was watching the road a bit closely. But I looked at it and went, must be in the middle of the night. And then suddenly I see the story on the news last night.
Fishtailing across the Gateway Bridge, flying a Mexican flag out the window, spitting flames out of the exhaust. This is the latest social media stunt from an infamous Gold Coast hoon gang.
It's not just the boss. My wife said, if you go on radio and say how good that was, it was unbelievable. They were very skillful.
Unbelievably bad, you mean?
Unbelievably bad. But you've got to admire the skill, and I know that it's dangerous and everything else, apparently, but if you get a skillful... Look, Shane Van Gisbergen does it after a big win at the supercars.
That's right.
You know, that's just
part of
it.
I don't think there are civilian drivers on the road, though, at that stage, though. You know what I'm saying?
So let's put that aside, because then I rode my bike out to Fisherman's Island the other day. I had to pick up a car. Had to pick up my old crap car. And I got to the end of this industrial area way down near Lytton and there was the perfect thermometer on the end of a dead-end street and they'd been in there. The whole street was just loaded with rubber, and there were rims against the fence. There was rubber off the tyres everywhere. They'd been in there and they were on last night too, these disgraceful hoons.
Yep.
Speeding out of control, dangerously close to other cars, before tearing up industrial estates near the port of Brisbane.
That's deplorable, isn't it, Marto?
That's
terrible. Terrible stuff.
Terrible. These wonderfully gifted, these hoons.
Yeah.
And then
criminals.
I see the police and, they're spoil sports.
Just takes one split second, one wrong move, and there is no doubt that someone would die.
No doubt.
But that's not what makes it exciting or anything, the fact that you can die or the fact that you're living right on the edge, you know?
Is she trying to tell young men what to do and they always do the opposite? I thank God that policewoman has a sense of humour, as we'll find here, because they asked her another question and she dived a little bit deeper and did it while having a smile on her face. So she saw the lighter side of it.
I don't know what it is that they're compensating for, but clearly they, you know, have some needs that aren't getting met some other way and they're choosing to do this.
But can you be fined for having a little penis? I don't know what that is. Is that a $200 and 3 points?
Well, I haven't copped one yet.
Pull your pants down. You were doing hoon work and you've got a little penis. Listen, any normal listeners to Triple M will know that we've been covering the election the election campaign, our own special way. We haven't been featuring the Labor Party or the Liberals. They get all the attention. We've been trying to focus on these alternate parties, and we keep on discovering there's more and more of them, like this mob.
Hi, I'm Stoner Green from the Australian Marijuana Party. I know you'll say, hey, Stoner, where have you been so far in the campaign? Oh, we forgot it was on. Some of you oldies will remember us from 40 years ago when we ran candidates but never won a seat. Our aim has always been to get more dope in Canberra. And we realise now you're ready, Australia. We encourage all you green thumbs to get involved in natural cures for anxiety and injuries. And if you go to our website, you'll see ways to set up all your hydro gear. And where was I? Yep, we're here for you, Calm Australia. Of course, we're supported by most of the big fast food companies and Stuff the Sausage Sizzle and How to Vote cards on election day. We'll be handing out loads of baked goods and gummy bears. Like Albo, we have no idea about cash rates and unemployment levels, and we don't care. If you and we can be stuffed together, we'll see you on election day. Ooh, I need to lie down. I'm greening out.
Sunday Brunch with Triple M Breakfast's Marto and Margot.
Margo, you know one of our favourite segments. We haven't done it for a while.
Almost nearly died.
Don't need to ring us. We're just going to... I just saw one last night and I thought, oh, my God.
Well, the last time we did it, Marto, was Airborne Edition.
That's right. People falling out of planes and
falling from a ladder, from the top level of a ladder.
Well, I just want to do one that I saw last night. It was out of China. And, you know, they've had those massive lockdowns in China. It's been shut down, I think, Shanghai for 4 or 5 weeks.
Taking
Beijing.
Away people's children.
They're going for COVID zero still. It's COVID's like it's over,
ridiculous.
Guys.
I know.
Is it over?
I know.
Well, it was over.
And there's still people getting ill, but then there's, as in we're saying, almost nearly died. Here goes one.
Medical workers in Shanghai got a nasty shock when they realised the nursing home resident they were taking to the morgue was still alive. They made the discovery as they were loading his body into a van.
So efficient, those Chinese. It'll be cooked soon. Let's go it now. But you remember
he was pronounced dead?
Yeah, you should have seen the video. It was from about 10 metres away, the camera, and they must have heard the person in the coffin making a noise. They've opened it up, and both of them gone reeling back as if they'd been shot.
They've gone early.
Do you remember Monty Python? And it was one of the greats when they used to be, bring out your dead.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
It's all time.
Too good. Thank you. Cost of living pressures and, you know, trying to get young kids trying to get into housing. That's been all the talk during the election campaign. And we were just having a yarn about it in here while the song and the ads and stuff were on. And we're talking about the older, and it's obvious to everyone, people are staying at home with their parents for a lot longer, and that's been well documented.
Well, what goes on in your life? I don't know if you want to get personal, but you've got two adult children. Are they in or out?
Yeah, one couldn't wait to ship it out. He lives down in the hills behind Byron and Carpenter down there. But daughter maintains a room at our...
Maintains a room, does she?
She's got a boyfriend, and I don't want to embarrass her, but yeah, she uses it as her dressing room and comes and goes. We've only got a little three-bedroom cottage, and one of them's taken up with all her clothes.
Okay,
a bed in there.
She's listening now, so be careful. Yeah. But would you classify her as still nesting at home? Is she in or is she out?
It's hard. I'd say she's in because she's still...
Yeah, there you go.
She's got keys to the house. She has a room. What I want is the richest young person still living at home. And here's one right here. I won't say where I know this, but my daughter told me about it. He made his money out of Bitcoin. He makes about $2 million a year. Are you with me? Yeah. He's 29 years of age.
Got in early.
He's still living at mum and dad's. He bought his dad a yacht. This doesn't identify him. But he bought his dad a yacht and he's still living at home. That's the sort of stuff I want to
That's
hear.
That's deplorable. Why?
That's what we're after. Ali from Raceview. How old?
Mid-30s.
How much money are they making?
Mate, well over 6 figures quite easily, hey.
Right, and they're still living it. Is it a male or female?
It's my family cousin. She's still living at home. She's just got her PhD, and she doesn't really want to move out, and she can't be asked getting a driver's license either.
Oh, okay, no driver's license. Is mum still driving her around at 32 years of age?
Oh, very much so.
She Ubering. She, with her six-figure salary, she'd just be Ubering left, right, and centre, wouldn't she?
Hey, mum, can you?
She Ubers, mum and pretty much the rest of the family, including her little sister.
Have we had an intervention at any stage at Christmas and go, what are we going to do about her?
I've had an intervention every year for the last 5 years, and I'll tell you what, they're getting less effective every year.
Okay. Do you ask the family whether she pays rent? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I know that. She doesn't.
See, this is going to be like the old classic divorce motto where she's just going to turn up one day and all her crap's going to be on the lawn. They just get sick of you, you know? You're shipped out, mate. You're living in a tent.
This is a great gravy train some people are on. Yeah. Peter.
Are we just jaded because we never got to milk this gravy train for all its worth?
I left home at 18.
Yeah.
You?
I went to Emmanuel College at UQ over there in St. Lucia, and I was 17. There when I was 17, mate. Yep. I just turned 17.
That was the old-fashioned way. Now you just roach off your parents. Peter from Manly West, who is it?
Oh, it'd have to be Prince Philip, wouldn't it?
Hang on. He's dead. He can't sue, so you can say whatever you like about him. But he wasn't living at his parents'.
Prince Andrew.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah. He was on an island for a while.
Had less effect when you're bagging him. If you're bagging Prince Andrew, we're with you. Welcome, please welcome Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. We're talking about Kurt Capel has been magnificent. He's out of the game. But it's not like it's not a body contact injury. It's not soft muscle. It's not a joint injury. Like
there's something soft about it. There's some softness going on, mate.
An injury that's sort of been aggravated over the time, and he actually hurt it drying himself with a towel.
Excuse me.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
That's right. Now he must have a very hairy body. I don't know if the towel got caught and he slipped over. But
is he using a rough towel? Is he not? You know, hang on. Not hanging his towels out or not drying them? If you hang them on the line, they can get a bit rough and end up sandpapery. You know,
I like that because that absorbs more of the stuff. What do they call it? The count? Is it the
thread count?
Thread count.
Now, does Kurt Capewell need 1,000-count Egyptian cotton? Is that the issue?
Is that the real soft one?
His body not? Is it used to that?
And is he using one of those micro ones that you take to the gym because it folds up really small and he couldn't get enough water? We could speculate.
To bring a towel.
Thank you. We could. Thank you from South Park. We could tally. We could talk all day, but until Kurt rings us and comes clean on the toweling incident.
Don't believe anything we're saying. This is all allegedly. We do have a Kurt on the line here, Marto from Yatla. Is it Kurt Capewell?
Is it you, Kurt?
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, is it you, Kurt Capewell, or someone else, another Kurt?
I'm a different Kurt, but it's a good name.
Yeah, well, yes, it is a good name, and he's a wonderful player, but he's missing tonight with a ridiculous injury. What about yourself?
I had some earmuffs on, and they just weren't sitting right, so I was trying to adjust it, and I blew out my tendon in my thumb.
You blew it out.
Wow.
You blew it out.
How strong was the spring on those headphones?
Oh, it was just a piece of plastic, and it attacked me back.
Did you go to the boss and say, I've got to pack it in for the day, I'm gone?
My hand was swollen like a balloon.
Yeah, did you take the rest of the day off?
Yeah, and a little bit more.
Now, Kurt, was there part of you that went, I cannot fess up to being injured by a pair of earmuffs here? I'm going to have to blame it on the circular sword. Yeah. The boys cannot find out it was earmuffs.
It was kickback.
Is your nickname now earmuffs, Kurt, is what I'm asking?
No, it's not, but I think it's so absurd, it's funny.
Yes, I do too. What about Shana from Ipswich? Hi, Shana.
Hi, how are you going? Unfortunately, I can relate. I got up one morning, as most people do, and a big yawn and a big stretch and went, oh, my God, what went wrong? And I was completely paralysed for nearly 2 weeks.
Wait, hold on. I love you because you said, as most people do, until you die, then you don't get up. So you stretched up, arms above the head, and then did a yawn, and did you dislocate something? What happened?
Well, I immediately got my kids to call for help.
Yes.
And it turns out that I had put so much pressure on my spinal cord while stretching, it went into shock. And to stop myself from being paralysed, it went, no, you've gone far enough.
Yes.
And it took, nearly 2 weeks for my spinal cord to go, you're right.
Okay. Now, Shona, at that time, did you just lie down and get up again in 2 weeks' time? Is that how this recovery, your rehab?
No, it was my neck. My neck just went, spasm. You are never moving again.
So, Shona, do you lead when you want to tell people that story that you yawned yourself into a wheelchair once?
No, but definitely when I feel a yawn coming on, I start to panic.
So did you hear Kurt Capel's terrible tale of the towel drying and go, oh, it can happen to anyone?
Exactly. That is why I dialed the number, because I went, you know what? Oh, I think I know what's happened here.
Shana, first time ringing us?
It is.
Oh, can we give her a prize
for Shana, of course?
Oh, that's lovely.
Shana,
are you okay now?
Yeah. Are you calling us from bed?
Okay. No, I'm fine now, but I definitely try not to yawn very much.
Well, next time you yawn, you could be off to the Paralympics. Oh,
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast. They're back tomorrow from 5:30.